A public-private partnership that builds homes and renovates dilapidated ones in Wilmington, Delaware's roughest neighborhoods has fallen on hard times. Donors have withheld promised grants and the group has not made interest payments on a $3.4 million loan. Contractors have been stiffed. Work has virtually stopped. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that amid the financial turmoil, projects meant to stabilize and beautify city blocks have themselves become symbols of blight.
It's a cold morning when I meet Troy Curtis strolling up Bennett Street on Wilmington's east side. It's eerily quiet, except for a stiff wind. More than a dozen homes once under construction are wrapped in Tyvek. Plywood covers the windows along a nearby stretch of vacant brick homes.
That's a waste of money. That's a waste of property. People could be living in these properties, man.
Were they before, like a couple years ago?
Yeah, sure. It was populated. Look at this. All these vacant houses, what are they doing? They stopped working on them. It's just an eyesore.
Languishing projects are not what the Wilmington Housing Partnership envisioned 2 years ago when it bought 150 rundown properties. But the buying spree backfired. Donations dried up. Work stopped, so there were no homes to sell. The staff was let go. Wilmington's auditor found improper use of city funding, and the operating account had a negative balance. Paul Malloy's company framed a block of new homes in Northeast Wilmington. The bill was more than $100,000.
When we turned around looking for our payment, they said there was going to be some delay in it for whatever reason, and those delays just kept mounting till they finally admitted that they didn't have the money to build the buildings at all.
City officials made sure he got most of his money, but Malloy said he still owed $16,000. Mayor Mike Przycki is trying to work out deals with creditors, including J.P. Morgan Chase. The city is on the hook for Chase's $3.4 million loan and has been paying $10,000 a month in interest. City Treasurer Velda Jones Potter wants to pay it off to protect Wilmington's credit rating. Developer Rob Bacini heads the partnership board.
We had known that if we did not get certain grants that we would run out of money, and we assumed that the grants that we were expecting would arrive, and they did not. There's enough assets for people to be paid. It's just going to take more time.
The city has taken over projects, and there are signs of life. Masonry workers are now on site at the homes Malloy framed more than a year ago for the working poor. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.